Okay, so I've got a lot of business owners who get started and they don't know how to handle networking events. They don't really know how to phrase what they do. So I'm going to break this down step by step with a real life example of how to craft your elevator pitch so that when you're talking to people, it's natural. Okay, so I have a clothing company, Cars Clothing Company, and I sell t-shirts, beanies, and whatnot. And I want to make it super exciting when I'm talking to people. So I'm going to break this down into six sections. So we've got our background of who you are, the problem you're trying to solve, the product you're offering, the solution that that product provides, and then who you're going after, and then what the benefit is once they're using your product, and what you're all about. So if we break this down, the background. So for instance, my apparel company, I give them a little bit of a background about me instead of the actual clothing product, because actually people want to talk to somebody who's authentic. So when I talk about background, I'm talking about the background of you, the individual, the owner. And it can be really, really simple. For instance, for me, I wrote down, "Hey, I'm Trevor. I'm McLovin's twin from Superbad." Right off the get-go, they're gonna be smiling. Whoever you're talking to, they're like, this is interesting. I want to hear more about what this person's gonna say because they sound like a really fun person. Depends on the situation you're in, but I always think that humor works, at least in my case. And then you're gonna move into the problem. So, hey, I'm Trev, McLovin's twin from Superbad, and I have a bunch of crappy t-shirts that don't mean anything to me. So that's my problem, is that when I look at my wardrobe, I got a bunch of t-shirts that are just crap, and the quality just sucks, and they smell like really bad at the end of the day, and that's because the material is just crap. So that's my problem. The fact is, they don't mean anything to me either. So I'm already talking about the problem that I'm dealing with, and somebody else will identify with you as well. Then you move into the product. I want a t-shirt that speaks to the quirky and fun guy that I am. Okay, so the fact that you're writing that out, that's, it really starts making you think and gets the gear wheels clicking in your head. What kind of a product is it? It's not just a t-shirt. It's something that really makes a statement. So that's what you really want to amplify when you're talking to people. And then you're getting into the solution. Okay, so then you talk about a bit about the business. So for me, I say, enter Cars Clothing Company, the apparel company that brings fun to clothing. Because all my designs are really fun, upbeat, quirky. And then you ask them, hey, here's the who. So you're kind of identifying, the person that they are. So, hey, are you a fun person too? Okay, so, the person on the other end's gonna be like, yeah, heck, I'm a fun person. Aren't they all? Like, who wouldn't want to be a fun person? So then they feel like, I'm kind of left out. I don't have a Cars Clothing Company t-shirt. I'm a fun person. I need to check this out. So you get into the what. This is like the call to action. This is the final piece. Okay? So this is critical. So, oh, okay, cool. So the person responds with, yeah, I'm a fun person. Then you say, glad I'm not the only one. You should check out some of my cool handmade designs at Cars Clothing Company. It's cars with two S's dot CO. I guarantee it'll put a smile on your face. And what's really cool is, because chances are you've got a phone, so you better have your phone out and you should show them your website, whatever business it is that you have. That way you actually, you're selling right on the spot. Heck, you might even be able to get like a little purchase right there of whatever the product is. Ideally, you can accept payments right there on the fly, whether through PayPal or whatnot. or a square reader, but just make it super easy to demonstrate what it is you're building here, because people want to check it out, and they're going to forget if you don't catch them right there. So make it super easy, have it demoing right then and there. You got an iPad, even better, and you got a bigger screen, but hey, it doesn't hurt if you've got your phone, just bring it up. So I'm going to run this through really quick again. I'm going to show you how simple it is. This is like 20 seconds, if that. When you put all the sections together, all six sections, so the background, the problem, the product, solution, who, and what, when you put all these together, you got yourself a kick-ass elevator pitch that you can communicate with anyone. So I'll read it out to you when it's all kind of put together here. So here's how it sounds. Hey, I'm Trev, McGlovin's twin from Superbad, and I have a bunch of crappy t-shirts that don't mean anything to me. I want a t-shirt that speaks to the quirky, fun guy that I am. So I decided to build Cars Clothing Company, the apparel business that brings fun to clothing. Are you a fun person too? Glad I'm not the only one. You should check out some of my cool handmade designs at Cars Clothing Company. It's cars.co, so cars with two S's, .co. I guarantee it'll put a smile on your face. Actually, if you got a few minutes, I've got it up here on my phone. Let me just show you some of the products I've got here. Done. Easy. You got yourself a perfect conversation. Super simple elevator pitch. That was probably like 20 seconds, if that. And you know what? If you put some enthusiasm in it, like I did there, you will likely engage them with your elevator pitch, and a fantastic way to have a conversation, because you know what, you need to sell yourself. Like, nobody's going to listen to you if you're just sitting behind a computer not doing anything. So get out there, and you know what, you can use a script actually for your emails if you really want to get in there. You might have to tweak it a bit so it's not so conversational. But definitely feel free to use this structure of the six steps, and hopefully that helps you communicate and sell your business when you talk to people.